Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Hello, America. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show here only on the Six Eyes Radio Network for this beautiful January 7th, 2024. Six Eyes Gospel Show. How's everybody doing this beautiful afternoon?
Two thumbs up for you and Trumpet there and everybody else in the world.
All right, all right. Well, the Six Eyes Radio Network is global, so we want to thank the Lord for all that he does and continue to do for us, bringing us higher and higher, higher and higher, the Six Eyes Radio Network. We do definitely appreciate all the love from our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries near and far, our faithfuls, our newcomers. We definitely appreciate you from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, like you already said, two thumbs up for myself and two thumbs up for Trumpet. So that's four thumbs up and four paws up. So it's a good thing.
Amen.
I have my fresh pot of coffee, Maxwell House breakfast blend. Great, great, great combination. Yes. So I'm doing great on this beautiful Sunday. How's everyone else doing?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you very much. Two thumbs up for me. My crown is sitting just perfect on my head. And four paws up for Diamond, who is somewhere sleeping on this time of day instead of listening.
Oh, my little daughter. She'll get it in the rewind. So there's a cat rewind. There's a cat rewind for all you little cat lovers out there. There's a cat rewind. You just dial 424-243-9617 and a paw emoji and cat emoji, and they can listen to the show. Trumpet is up running around. He's happy. He's had his breakfast. He's running around happy, so you might hear him throughout the broadcast. But we just want to thank everybody from the bottom of our hearts that's been rocking with us for the last 12 years from the Six Eyes Video Network. We definitely appreciate you. Our newcomers, we definitely appreciate you. Mama Papa Six Eyes Station is still going. You know, so we are here. And 2024, it's only up from here. I guess we'll go to space. This is how far we're going. So, like I said, definitely appreciate everyone. Wolfgang, how's your mental, sir? Get your coffee, Wolfgang.
Well, he's awake in there. I think he's tired today. But, praise the Lord and have a good day.
Well, he had all the time in the world. He could have slept from Monday all the way to Sunday, Saturday, 11:55. He could have been asleep, but it ain't going to stop nothing. So he'll join us if he joins us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to add this in.
Diamond has on her little red collar with a bow today because her mommy is wearing red today.
Watch out now. All right.
Yeah, so we match.
All right. And we want to say hello to our buddy Pirelli out there. That is the Lockley's cat. That's the Lockley's cat. So hello to Miss Cindy Lockley and Mr. Leslie Lockley from the 6000 Radio Network. We definitely appreciate you.
Definitely.
Evangelist Clayton, Godfather, for hanging out with us last night. Tony for hanging out with us last night. Of course, ATL. You know, everybody else that supports the 6000 Radio Network, we definitely appreciate you. Definitely appreciate you. So we're going to have a great show as always. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. We definitely want to send prayers out to the people battling cold extremities, the homeless. We ask that the Lord wrap their arms around them to give them comfort. We ask that the Lord keep blessing the Six Eyes Radio Network with increase so we're able to do to help the homeless even more. And it's going to be all right. 2024 is full of possibilities. And like I said, we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we'll keep growing, 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 and expanding. Amen. With that, I'm complete.
Amen.
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 There's Kenny. Is that 440?
There's Kenny.
There he is. All right, brother.
Thank
how you doing?
Thank you for joining us, Missionary Ken.
Uh-huh.
See, you gotta get some sleep and stop watching Little House on the Prairie, binge watching.
Get him, boss man.
How you doing, Sister
Emily?
Where's
Emily?
Yes, everybody's coming out the woodwork. Hello, Sister Emily. Hello, Mama Emily. It was beautiful hearing her voice the other day. So, Wolfgang, now, a fun fact for Little House on the Prairie. Okay, now you remember when they had that mud wrestling contest, true or false, was that mud or was that chocolate milk?
Nope, that was the real McCoy. That was real mud. And here's what's more interesting. That had been done in a cow pasture, and when Nellie got it in the mouth, that was real mud with real cow, you know what, that she got in her mouth.
Yeah, she mentioned that in one of the interviews.
Now six ain't feeling so good.
Long as he wasn't eating right now.
That's pretty disgusting.
I was going to go heat up something to eat, but after that one, I think you killed mine. How to whoop you good.
Yeah, I'm thinking off and on coffee and probably going to have cereal after a while. But right now I think I better wait, too. We could, if you guys want to sing, we'll sing.
I think we need to go ahead and get into the program and do the opening prayer.
Yes. Yes.
All
yes.
Right.
Amen.
All right. Well, Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you we have another way, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you'd touch this program, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch each and every listener listening, as well as those who will be listening later by rewind, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch their hearts, especially that soul who is nearest hell. We ask you to help them to reel up the white flag surrendering, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, we ask the same blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, no matter where they may be at, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who may be sick out there, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction, no matter where they may be, Lord Jesus. And then for those, Jesus, who've lost someone due to any type of sickness or illness, Lord Jesus, we ask you to comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about in the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to now, Lord Jesus, teach us to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch this situation over here in Israel, Lord Jesus, as well as all of these different wars, Lord Jesus. Help our military, teach our government leaders, Lord Jesus, to learn to love so that situation with war would not be. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask all this in your precious name. Amen and amen. All right. Let's get into our scripture reading.
Amen.
Yay.
This week, our scripture reading will be in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year of the king Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Whom will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And this was Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emily, for that beautiful reading. Sister Emily, thank you for that beautiful reading, as always. All right.
Amen.
6 Hours Radio Network. 6 Hours Radio Network, I'd like to send out condolences to the Pounds family on the passing of their father. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to your family, your friends at this difficult time. Mr. Pounds, a good friend, you know, of the family. My mom and dad were very close. They actually shared the same anniversary, June 26th. They actually shared the same anniversary. Their daughter and I are real good friends, and we just want to send out condolences. You know, nobody makes it out this world alive, you know, and you only get 8,760 hours in a year. You only get 1,460 minutes in a day. So don't waste a moment. Don't waste a moment. Make each day count. Stop counting the days and make the days count. Amen. All right. And we'll have at 12:30 our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet with a very powerful message. Right now you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network, Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I'm Six Eyes, the proprietor and host of the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, are we ready to dance for Jesus? Are we ready?
We'd also like to include Evangelist Clayton. thoughts and prayers for her family because she recently lost two members of her family, and also the Christopher family, which is Pride and Joy's family. She lost her uncle. And, yes. Also, Pastor Bonnet will be here around 1:35, not 12:30. Just wanted to correct that. It is that's Eastern Standard Time. And now we should be ready to boogie. Amen.
Well,
I'm complete.
Well, before, yeah, so before, yeah, so Pride and Joy's family, the Brandon Clayton family, and Destiny's family that I know of, just the whole team. And that covers everybody because we do care here at the 6 Hours Radio Network. And just hold on to the memories. Hold on to the memories. Smile. When you smile, they smile. When you eat, they eat. And just hold on to the memories. That's what I do each day with Mom and Papa 6 Hours. Right now I'm having coffee right now. And guess what? Mom and Papa 6 Hours is having coffee. And I guess I'll throw my brother and sister in there, too. Y'all can have some coffee, too.
All right. Let's get ready to dance for Jesus. Amen. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
I just feel like something good is on its way. She has pulled the steady and whether it could happen any day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Friends, you're on the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Gospel Show, Six Eyes Radio Network.
gotta hang when it seems my hope is lost. You got a witness, he'll hold you up, and in the process, he'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared, I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't help but say. And we gon' make a box.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Hello.
Amen. Hello, hello.
I can hear you.
God bless you today. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, I hear you.
Amen. I was waiting on. I didn't hear the introduction, so
Well, looks like Six didn't get to it, so I will. It is now time for our one and only Pastor Bonnet to bring us a great message from God's Word. So here he is, our one and only Pastor Kenneth Bonnet.
Good Missionary Ken, God bless you and you and you and yes, even you, whoever you may be. God bless everyone on today. It is a privilege and honor. We're in the brand new year of 2024, and it is a privilege to be alive. Amen. Amen. And in the kingdom of God, I'm thankful to be here on the Six Eyes Radio Network and here on the Gospel Show, where you, the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Amen. I'm looking for God to do great things within the year of 2024. Amen. I'm looking for God just to, as two and four. Four is a doubling of two. I'm looking for God to do double. Amen. In this new year, I'm looking for God to just continue to add to my life, not for the sake of I can say I got this or that, but that I may accomplish that which he has purposed for me to do in my life. Amen. I want to put a lot of emphasis this year on kingdom development. Amen. Kingdom development. And dealing with kingdom development, it deals with your personal growth. Amen. Personal growth in the kingdom development, because if I don't grow, then I can't add to the kingdom the way I should. Amen. You think about a child that is born with a birth defect that lasts through their adulthood. So what it causes is a limited amount of what they can add to the family when they get to a certain age. And so as developed Christians, we should want to be productive citizens in the kingdom of God. We should want to be part of why people come to know the Lord, why people come to trust the Lord. We should want to be part of why people are growing in the Lord. Why? Because those people are part of us as well. The reason why I grew, because somebody else spent time in training me and motivating me and encouraging me. amen, through my ups and through my downs, amen. Someone ministered the word of truth to me, amen. And somebody came back and watered that same seed, amen, until it took root, amen, and I began to grow in the knowledge of God Almighty. Amen. Talked to me earlier in this past week, and I don't know what brought on the question. I just know the question came to me. And the question was, why was I a Christian? I asked, was I a Christian, and that's why. And asked several questions concerning Christ and did I believe. The Apostle Peter told us to be always ready. So for us to be always ready to give an answer for the reason or hope that lies within us. And without going through all the things that I began to share with him, the bulk of what I shared to him was I tried him for myself. I didn't try what I heard people say, but I got into the book and I read for myself. And the pages came alive to me and proved to me he is who he says he is. And we was at the work, and so I was answering, and we got interrupted by some other things, and we're still working. We're not just standing around, not doing our job. We're working. And later on, I asked him, did I answer your questions? He said, yeah, you did. Thank you. He said, I just want to know because I'm not a Christian, and I just wanted to know why you was a Christian. And you know, what made you decide to do that? And so all of this comes in the results of being kingdom-minded. So this year, each one of us to be responsible for being the light. Jesus tells us, you are the light of the world. Amen. And so if Christ has told us that we are the light of the world, the question is, then what am I illuminating? Amen. What am I illuminating? Later on, I had one of the other drivers come up and says, she said, what's the name of your church again? Where's that? So he said, because me and my kids, we need a church. We don't know. And I'm not on the job preaching and not doing my job. But I'm actually on my job leading the work on the job. Because oftentimes they're telling me, because I'm the oldest one on a particular area that I'm at, and I said, man, slow down, Mr. Kenny. I said, we got to get this stuff done. And I said, man, you working, and these are young folks, you working faster than we are. And so people are examining our lives. They are looking at us. They call ourselves believers or Christians or children of God or children of faith. They're listening to us. And I'm just reminded, before I get into my message, that the Word of God says, if, which is a conditional word, if my people, whom are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Now, something about it might say, wait a minute, preachers, if we're talking about God's people, how are we going to save their wicked ways? Because the truth of the matter is, just because you say you're a Christian, just because you say you're a child of God, doesn't mean you don't do any wrong. In fact, it is what you don't stop and silently agree with or don't oppose in any kind of way, shape, or form that could be considered wicked in the eyes of God. Because if God has spoken concerning a matter and said this, that, or the other, and someone comes and asks you, what do you think about it? And you decide to give them your safe opinion. And I said safe opinion. Opinion is that they can do whatever they want to do, this, that, and the other, all of that other stuff. And it does not affirm what God has said. Then, my brother, my sister, your actions are wicked because it doesn't verify the truth. How's that, Pastor Bonnet? That don't, I didn't tell them to go. I didn't do. I'm gonna make it simple for you. The children of Israel was in bondage for 430 years. They was being oppressed by the Egyptians. Moses comes along to help them be free. They get on the other side of the Red Sea. And before they go into the land that God promised them, Canaan, Moses and them decided to send out 12 spies to spy out the land. 12 men went out to give a account of what was going on in the land that they were about to go and possess. Now, God had already told them prior to that he was giving them the land, and their job was to drive out the inhabitants, and he gave them a set of instructions on what to do and how. So they had the information. So when they went out, two men said, wow, well, we finna have a wonderful land. It's blessed with everything God says that we are going to have. This is truly a land full of milk and honey. That's provision, y'all. But 10 of them began to look at the size of the people. Ooh-wee, they tall. Ooh-wee, they strong. Ooh-wee, they look fortified. Ooh-wee, they got things together. Ooh-wee, slaves. We've been indigent servants. Ooh-wee, we be not strong like them. And they came back to the camp where the other brothers and sisters was waiting on the report. And instead of them agreeing with the man of God who told them the word of God concerning them, 10 of them said, now we'll be a fool to go and try to bother those people. Nah, we're going to have to wait for God to do something else. Maybe that is not what God meant. Maybe he meant somewhere else. They have bad report. So you can imagine them walking around their brothers and sisters with their negative report. And regardless to what those two men said, 10 men outnumbered them. Therefore, the Bible says they came back with an evil report because they said something different from what God has said. When we give a report that is different from what God has said, our report is evil. So when we go back to the scripture, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, not my hand. So the face of God is the will of God, the purpose of God, the glory of God. And seek my face and turn from their what? Wicked ways. He said, then shall I hear in heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their lands. So when the body of Christ do not do the will and purpose of Christ, and the body of Christ be us as believers, we are the body of Christ. When we don't function in the authority and power of Christ, then we do wicked things. And the land is being punished because we are not resounding what God has said. Period. Now, you can dress it up any kind of way you want to. You can say, well, no, it's just so many evil people in the land today, blah, blah, this and that. And I will say to you, no. Read the word. I can remember on two accounts. One account, God judged the world because of their evil. But he gave them an option to be saved. Put a word in one man, and he gave him 110 years to build something that he never saw before. And to tell them that great destruction was coming. And so this one man, Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives began to work the mission that God gave them, that all their message was, it's gonna rain. Oh, Noah, you don't know what you're talking about. What is this rain stuff you talking about? We don't know what the rain is. It rain going to come from the sky, and it's going to pour. Moses, water comes from the ground. There's no water going to come from the sky. Moses, you're doing all this for nothing. But yet he remained faithful and committed. And the Bible says in doing so, he condemned the whole world because he believed God. And he did as God said. He didn't disobey. He didn't say, well, they don't believe, Lord, so, you know, just let me and my family go to heaven and that just be that. No, he still obeyed the instructions that God gave him. And we, the body of Christ, have been given instructions on what to do. And so it is our job to follow through with the instructions. And so if we want to reap the blessings of God, we have to walk in the will of God for all of our lives. And so this year, let's focus on kingdom development. It is said that growth is automatic. That means when a child is born, they will automatically begin to grow. Development is something that is optional. That's something that must be done on purpose. Because if a child is not fed right and taken care of right, they may still grow, but they will grow, but they won't develop properly. If they never learn good posture, their bones won't grow straight and strong. If they never eat good meals where their bodies can build up natural immune against diseases and sickness, they will grow, but they will grow sick. They will grow incomplete. And it's the same way in the spiritual concerning development in God. Growth for the believer is automatic, but development is something that must be done on purpose. That means I must choose to develop in God. I cannot just remain the same. Well, preacher, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm just tired. God said, I've been breathing in your life a long time. I'm just tired. So I'm going to forget to speak to the breath that you breathe this morning. We don't want God to say that about us. What does God say? I've been protecting you from the dangers in your community for a long time, but I'm tired. We don't want God to say that, do we? So what it is that we are tired, even really compute properly to say, I've been saved a long time, I'm just tired. You cannot be in love with God and tired of God at the same time. Can't do it. Issue is something else. And in development, we must learn our issues so that we don't become disconnected from the purpose and plan of God for our lives. But one of the first missions that God gave me as a minister, and I'm recycling back to it because that's where my heart is concerning fellow believers, and that is to know who you are, to know whose you are, so that you may be able to develop and know your purpose. And it's a simple concept of knowing who I am. And so I must use myself as an example. So, but let me give you a scripture first before I go any further. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 and 14 are the primary verses I wanted for my statement. But I'm going to back up to the ninth verse, and I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. Again, we're in the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes, and the 12th chapter, verses 9 through 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9 reads, keep this in mind. The teacher was considered wise, and he taught the people everything he knew. He listened carefully to many proverbs, studied and classifying them. The teacher sought to find just the right words to express truth clearly. The words of the wise are like cattle parts, painful but helpful. Their collective sayings are like nails studded, stick with which a shepherd drives his sheep. But my children, let me give you some future advice. Be careful for writing books, and much study can wear you out. That's the whole story. So sometimes just life itself can just wear you out. Seem like you never study enough, trying to find the answers to life. Verse 13 says that that's the whole story. King James says, hear the whole conclusion of the matter. So here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commandments. For this is everyone's duty. Fear God, obey his commandments, for this is, how many people's duty? Everyone. Preacher, deacon, usher, helper, administrator, doesn't matter what your title is, missionary, janitor. Here's the whole duty, poor, rich, black, white, red, yellow, young, old, educated, uneducated. The whole duty of man is to fear God. That's reverence. And to keep or to obey his command. What is the command of God? It didn't say laws. There's commands. What is commands? Are they different from laws? Are they inclusive with laws? What are those commands? Remember, I'm going to read the verse 14 in just a second. The Bible is written with a Eastern terminology and understanding. And in the East, in the time that it was being written and copied and shared, there was kings around. And people understand kingdom principles and kingdom living. So a king, when he speaks to his subject, whether it's to go here, to do that, or come here, or what is that, all of those are commands, and you are not to deny the request of the king. Because when he speaks, his commands are law. So when the Bible tells us to be perfect, we can be perfect. That don't mean you won't make mistakes. That don't mean you won't get anything wrong. It simply means that you will be complete in your love towards God. Why? Because your Heavenly Father is complete in his love towards you. There's no question in his mind whether or not he loves you. Even those that have not yet received him, he still loves them. And can I tell you, he even still loves those that have already rejected him. For the scripture says, God so loved the world that he gave. So while we was yet still sinners, Christ died for us. That's great love. We'll read that in Romans chapter 1. So verse 14 says, Ecclesiastes verse 14, chapter 12, verse 14, say God, and this is why we are to fear God and to obey his command, because God himself will judge us for everything. How many things? Everything. He's going to judge us for everything we do. Has nothing to do with salvation here. Salvation is through Christ. Yet, nevertheless, we're still going to stand in judgment because God is a righteous judge. So God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether it's good or bad. So this is the one reason why you don't have to worry about people who think that they're getting by, who are doing wrong. When I give my offering or my tithe to the church, I release the seed that he commanded me to do. What the administration does with it after that point lies simply between them and God. My blessing comes when I release, when I do what was required of me to do. So no matter what they do with the funds, good, bad, right, or wrong, publicly, secretly, that will be judged by God. I don't have to do that. So my mind is free because that is not my concern, unless I be the pastor of that. Then it's my obligation to make sure it's managed properly. But if I be not the pastor and I be not the trustee board, those responsible for the maintenance or the maintaining, then that's not my job. It's not my job. It's not my job to go to Burger King and tell the fry cook, hey, man, you letting them stay in that 30 seconds too long. Now, my job is, if I have a complaint, tell the management, say, hey, these seem a little burnt or a little too hard. It's their job to go and put things in order. Part of the problem is we try to fix things that's not our job. We worry about so many other people, and we start working on ourselves. Again, kingdom growth deals with personal growth. I must develop. I must have the right understanding. Amen. So that's what Ecclesiastes tells us. So Matthew chapter 6, and y'all heard me many times quote 6 and 33 in the King James. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to start at verse 30, but I'm going to read in the New Living. It reads Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. God cares so wonderfully for the wildflowers. This is the way my mind needs to be. I need to have this concern. I need to have this assurance. If God cares so wonderfully for the wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow. He will certainly care for you.
Come on, Pastor.
So you got to not worry about what other people are doing. Cares for you.
Yes, sir.
Period.
Yes, sir.
And so he says, why do you have so little faith? Remember, we're supposed to be people of faith. I'm going to come to that in a moment. Verse 31 says, so do not worry about these things, saying, what will I eat? What will I drink? What will I wear? Because the truth of the matter is, and drink and wear are the topics of so many conversations. People are smoking this and smoking that, trying to get release here and release there, and telling you it's okay. But they still hollow on the inside. Then there's other people who don't have enough, and they're wondering what they're going to drink. They're wondering if they're going to eat. They're not blessed like so many of us in the West, where we can go to a closet and have to make a conscious decision on what to wear today, because there are a variety of outfits within our closet. This written in a day and time where if you had a change of garments, you did good. If you had multiple changes of garments, you were very, very well off. Today, even our poor have multiple clothes to wear. Now, granted, there are some homeless that have very, very little. There are people who have been in house fires and lost everything, regardless of your state. The Word of God has said to us, do not worry about these things. And so when you find yourself worrying, remember I told you, worrying is faith in reverse. It is believing for what you don't want. So that's why for us, the believers, faith worrying is a very dangerous thing for us. Because if faith produces what I need, and worrying is faith in reverse, producing what I don't want. When I worry and things bad happen, I brought them about because of the faith operating through my life. Because faith still works. Whether it's pointing to the left or to the right, it still works. Says, these things dominate the thought of unbelievers. It dominates. That means it rules. It you're trying to think about something else, and they think you know. You're thinking about everybody else eating Kentucky Fried Chicken while you got to cook yours. And you upset because you got to cook your chicken, and everybody else get to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. And they can get the secret recipe chicken. And you upset. But you forgot. You still got chicken. You forgot. At the end of the day, it's still chicken.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. So verse 32 says, these thoughts dominate these things, excuse me, dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. How many needs do he know of yours?
All of them.
All. So verse 33 says, seek the kingdom of God. Remember, I know we had the wristband that said WWJD, what would Jesus do? I want to challenge us. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? Not what would he do, what did he do? Let's deal with the where he was, what he said. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What are we saying? Keep it moving, preacher. So he says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. And he will give you everything you need. There's a song that says, all that I need is in Jesus. He's satisfied. He's satisfied. My joy is complete because all that I need is in Jesus. The way we mess up at is we try to include our wants in that statement. And our wants doesn't fit in this verse. Our wants can only come after we have done another verse which says, if I delight myself in the Lord, he will grant me the desires of my heart. See, that's when your desires come in, because you have engaged into the things of God, and because you were concerned about what God's business, because you were wrapped up in God's business, the very things that you desired, God will begin to unfold and just grant to you. I told you, one time I wanted a pair of shoes, and I had a little change to get me a new pair of shoes, but I said, no, I'm not going to get them right now. It wasn't in my heart to get it. I said, I'm going to hold on to this little change because it may be something God wanted me to do. And if it served me right, I think I ended up loaning that money to someone that I told them, pay me back when you can, and if you can't, God will give it to me. It was later on, out the blue, my brother called me, say, man, I'm going to Sioux City, man. I wanted to go and look at some things, man. What you doing? You got some spare time? I said, yeah, man, I ain't doing nothing, man. I'm good. I ride with you. This is my week off. And I rode with him, and I'm helping him go through some stuff. And everything he touched, he don't like. He don't like this. He don't like that. And out of the blue, he just stops. He said, man, I saw some shoes over here. He said, man, these look nice. Man, why don't you try these shoes on? I said, Doc, I ain't come to buy no shoes right now. I said, I can, man, but, man, I think the Lord got me doing some other stuff right now. So, nah. He said, man, I ain't asking all that, man. Just try these shoes on right now, man. I just try them on. And I said, all right, I'll try them on. And I put the shoes on, and I got those shoes to this day. Matter of fact, I need to show them. I think I still got those shoes. I think it was the one with the gold buckle on it. But anyway, thank you, Lord. And I said, man, nah, I don't really need those shoes, but I went on ahead and tried them on. He said, man, them things look good on you, man. He said, man, you need to go on and get those shoes. I said, well, he said, man, listen, I'll buy the shoes for you, man. That, you ain't got to worry about it, man. Matter of fact, I want to buy you some shoes, man. Let me just buy those shoes. I said, all right, man, that's what you want to do, Doc. And as soon as I said that, all of a sudden he said, you know what? Man, I've been looking at this outfit right here, and all of a sudden everything else began to click for him. Seemed like everything just went well for him. We get to the cashier, and they even give us discounts on top of discounts. But something happened because I would delight myself in the Lord. I didn't
not have it to do, I knew in my heart there was something else God wanted me to do. So I was delighting myself in the Lord. And I give this testimony several times because it's just important to know the scriptures work. This is one of those scriptures I can write. I wrote the letters TP around because I've tried and it's proven that I have delighted myself in God's word. I've delighted myself in doing God's business. I have delighted myself in educating his people. I took great joy and great pride in making sure that the body of Christ is being strengthened and not weakened. I'm not teaching a watered-down doctrine, but I'm teaching you the power of God, the glory of God, and the purpose of God for each of our lives. And it's no big-eyed little you. And God has done just what he said. And I told y'all, I wear suits. I haven't bought one in a long time, but I got new. As a matter of fact, I put on last Sunday, I wore a suit brand new. It was a suit that was in the closet. I haven't even got around to it till just then. I said, wait a minute, I ain't never wore this suit. I didn't have to go get fitted for it. But I'm just the right size for it. I'm a short fella. So if I went and bought a suit off the rack, it got to be altered. Just right. So what I'm saying to you, I'm not just saying it to be saying it. I've tried God for my one self. And I'm no one particularly special. The difference is I believe God to the point of saying, yes, Lord, I dare you to do the same.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And watch God make difference in your life. So,
yes, Lord.
He says, seek the kingdom, verse 33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. And he will give you everything you need. So when you do that for real, you can come back to God and say, Lord, your word says that if I seek the kingdom of God above all else, I ain't seeking fame, I ain't seeking popularity, I ain't seeking a wife or a husband, I'm not seeking material gain. I'm seeking your glory, your purpose in my life. I'm seeking you, to know you, to be intimate with you, who you are, and what that means for me. And I'm serious about it. And if you said it, I believe it. That settles it. Work on me in perfecting it. If I got some hang-ups, God help me to put them up. Cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Help me to give you my burden, because I keep on trying to hold on.
Yes, sir.
Help me. Can we do it? But he said, seek. Seek is a searching. It's an act of doing something. Remember I said early, growth is automatic, but development is optional. It must be done with purpose. So to seek God, you just can't find God. You're not gonna be walking down the street and all of a sudden you stumble. Oh, hey God, how you doing? My bad. I ain't see you there. That ain't gonna happen. You got to want to know who made this stuff. Who made me? Where is the potterer that designed me? Because only he can tell me what is my purpose. Because truthfully, the potter decides what one vessel is and what one vessel is not.
Mm-hmm.
You may misuse it. You may decide to use it for this or that, but only the potter can tell the vessel that's being formed what it is. And while we are in this world, only the creator of who we are can give us our true purpose. Because you may be my height, my weight. You may even be my gender. But we're different people. So we have different purpose. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Wow. Tomorrow going to bring its own doubts. Tomorrow going to bring its own trouble. Today's trouble is enough for today. And sometimes that's where our true freedom lies. It lies in us living today. Can't fix tomorrow anyway, even if I had the right tools, because tomorrow's not here yet. Yesterday is gone, so the only thing I can fix is right now. So, kingdom development, personal growth. The process is knowing who I am. Who am I? Who I am? Who I'm connected to? Who do I belong to? What's my purpose? I'm going to give you a sample. I want you to write these things down. Find it for yourself. Who am I? Kenneth. That's who I am. My name is Kenneth. I'm a man. I am born again. I am a born again believer of Christ Jesus. I am a son. I am a brother. I am a husband. I am a minister of truth or true faith in Almighty God. I am a businessman and I am an employee. And see, with each one of those comes duties, comes responsibilities and obligations. So whose am I? What's my connection? What I am, so I'm God's man. That's right. Because God created man, so God created me. I'm his. So that's who I am. I'm Barbara's, that's my mother. I'm Barbara's oldest son. She the one gave birth to me. And sometimes we need to take a little history lesson of our family and find out our connections and disconnections so that we can break some generational curses over our lives and overcome some generational shortfalls that have passed on because mama and them did it this way and daddy and them did it that way. And so I all my life, just that's the way we did it, just the way we are. But is it godly? Where I can't help, just the way I grew up. Any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are what? Passed away. So I am big brother to my siblings because I'm the oldest. So I'm big brother. So at no time am I not big brother. I'm always big brother. That comes with an obligation and responsibility all by itself. I'm a teacher to them that listen. Are you listening? Then I'm teaching. Then I'm ministering. And the word ministering is finding the need and meeting it. What is my purpose, Kenneth? My purpose. Well, as a born male, I first had to grow and develop into a man. That was my first thing. See, I had to establish what was already done. Because I've come a long way now. I have some years under my belt. So I had to look at what was or what's been done so I can see what's still needed. Because some of us, we still need to develop to be that man or to be that woman that you're supposed to be. So as a son, I had to learn how to help my family. And every family is different. So the needs are different based on the family. So I had to learn what to do for my family. Thank God for me learning how to help you and yours. But if I'm not helping me and mine, I'm still missing the mark.
Amen. Amen.
So as a student, I had to learn my lesson. We went
Amen.
To school. The teacher taught a lesson, and it was our obligation to learn what the teacher was teaching. Guess what? I'm still a student of God's word. So when the teacher is teaching, it's my job to learn what the lesson. James said, count it all joy when you fall into devil's temptation. Well, how am I falling into temptation unless there's a lesson, unless there's something I'm going through? So somebody's teaching something. There's a lesson being learned. Are you still learning? Are you saying, well, I'm grown, shoot. Bump that. The ham and cheese and this and that and the other. Are you doing that? Can't tell me what to do? I done did this and I done did that. Man, we got to watch it, how we behave, even all by oneself. As a student, I must learn my lessons, plural. The problem is we done got too big that we think that we can't be students anymore. We think
Amen.
That we learned all we need to learn. As a father, I had to take care of my church. Now, I need to revise that because as a father, I need to continue to instruct my children as well. They grown. The youngest is 25. They all grown. They all independent. But I'm still daddy. If I was dead and gone, I still would be daddy. That would never change. But I had to take care of them. In other words, I had to learn what each child needed for their personal growth and development. As a husband, I have to. Uh-oh. I had. That means after you said you do, the job wasn't over. As a husband, I have to love my wife. Why? The commandment was, husband, love your wife. That's why two women getting married don't find scripture, because there's no husband, so God commands no love. Two men can't get married because there's no wife, so there's still no love. Y'all see what I'm saying? So the Bible already spoke on that concept, whether we want to give people their liberty or not. They can do whatever they want to do, true enough. They can serve God or not. But the fact is, God's word has spoken against that type of relationship. Husband, that's a man, love your wife. That's a woman. Period. No ifs, no ands, and buts about it. Love. He's commanded women, wives, your husband, if he's not loving you, you can go to God and say, God, where is the love? And move out of the way because God commanded it. So guess what? Guess who's going to deal with it? God. You can't make him love you. But it's God's command that he does. So guess who's going to make sure that he do?
God.
You better know it. That's God's job. Stop trying to do God's job. Do your job. The wives, there's a command for you. But I'm talking about me right now, so we're not going to talk about you. My purpose, as a believer of Christ, I have to trust him completely. Wow. Trust him completely. You ever have a friend that you only trust them so much because you knew that at a certain point they were going to bail out? That you knew that if things happen, you know, you'll trust them to go to lunch with you or even pay your lunch. But if you're about to get in a fight, you know they finna run. You already know. So your trust for them is where you know them at.
Mm-hmm.
Christ said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So my job as a believer is to trust him completely. And see, some of us, we only trust God with certain things. That's why we don't pray all the time. And that's why we keep getting in trouble. Because when we trust him completely, we don't have a problem with saying, Lord, is it okay for me to do this? Lord, should I do that? But because sometimes we don't ask God because we already know the answer, he's going to tell us no, but we want to do it anyway. So instead of asking God, we're going to do it and think it's okay to ask for forgiveness instead of permission. Because we want to abuse grace. I said it, I meant it. I'm coming to a close for this year. This year, let us focus on kingdom development, our personal growth. This year, not a New Year's resolution, a commitment in the new year, I want to follow through better and complete all that I start. That's my commitment. What's yours? God bless you. I love you with the love of Christ. And I pray that something I said today have encouraged you to keep walking and developing your relationship also with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen. You're back in the hands of Brother Charles, I believe. I think I heard Brother Six. Sir, it is in your hands. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor, for that very powerful message from our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet.
We have some new listeners on the board, so this is what you get when you come to the 6 Eyes Radio Network. You get a powerful word that you take throughout the week with you, and you get to join him tomorrow for Motivational Monday. That's at 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, where we get the week started off right with great nuggets, great messages with our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Thank you, sir, for that beautiful message. And once again, happy 28th anniversary to you and First Lady Bonnet.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate it. Amen. To all our new listeners, I like to ask people for their takeaways. I did a message on the sower went out to sow. And as he was going out to sow, he had seeds that fell on four different types of ground. And only one type of the ground did the seed reproduce. And so I use that illustration to tell us that when we hear encouraging words, if we don't let it germinate in our hearts and minds, it'll grow like those seeds that fell by the wayside. Some fell in thorns and thistles, and some fell in the rocks. And when they tried to grow, they had no depth, no covering, and they didn't grow well. But everything that fell in good ground developed. So when we give our takeaways, it's just one thing, something that the preacher said that either encouraged me or reminded me or helped me. And so make sure you have a takeaway. Know the scripture text from where the preacher came from, so that you can go back and do your own study. I'm going to say this. Y'all give me 3 more minutes. I'm going to say this. I was listening to a preacher, if I go call him by his name, and he had a man reading for him. And one of his phrases was, "I'm going to let the Bible speak. The Bible speak." And here we teach from the canonized scriptures of 66 books which make up the Holy Bible. There are more scriptures than the 66 canonized books, but the average person don't know that. But the Holy Bible is written of the 66 canonized books. That is 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New, which makes 66. The man read a scripture from Ecclesiasticus. And so I thought he was mispronouncing Ecclesiastes. But he said chapter 32, which I know that's not that many chapters in Ecclesiastes. There's only 12. And they read a verse from verse 4. And the conduct was he was trying to prove that a preacher should not preach with a musician playing a keyboard or while he's preaching. And he used that one scripture out of context, number one. He used it out of context. But the average person would have been searching through Ecclesiastes and reading them over and over trying to find the scripture that he read in a non-canonized scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But if he would have read the whole scripture text from verse 1 to where he was reading, actually through verse 6, he would have understood that he, number one, the text was not talking about a preacher. It was talking about a minister of ceremony, which we call MCs. That's someone who carries on a program, and the training was teaching them how to be a proper MC and not overtake the show, because the show is not theirs. It's someone else. And it's their job to make sure that the show is highlighted properly. But he took that scripture because it said for him not to speak after the musicians. It was saying for him not to interrupt the band. But the way he read it in a way of telling people that preachers was wrong to preach after the with the music. See, when you don't study the Word of God, that's why I give y'all scripture so you can go to it, read it for your oneself, so that you'll know and understand. God's Word will always fortify itself. And so that's why I want you to have these takeaways. That's why growth and development is an individual process. It takes time. And I'm over my 3 minutes. So God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, if I may, excuse me. My takeaway was when you first started in talking about kingdom development, the topic and what we need to focus on is developing that relationship with God. That was the first and foremost thing that stood out to me, and that is so important. The other thing was when you was talking about tithing, because I remember as a child asking my grandfather, you know, when you put money in church, what if they don't do what they're supposed to? And my grandfather replied to me, and he was a deacon in the church. He said, we tithe according to God's word, and, you know, when we do what we're supposed to, what others do is what they have to answer to God for. So, in other words, if we tithe like we're supposed to and the people that are responsible for receiving it don't do what they're supposed to, then they have to answer to God for that. He said, do your part.
Amen.
And you can't worry about what somebody else does when it comes to their rights and wrongs.
That's right.
You know, and I heard somebody speaking earlier this morning, too, and they were saying that, you know, in 2024, we need to focus on ourselves and building ourselves up. If we are not paying attention to everybody else's business and focusing on ourselves and what we have going on and developing that relationship with God, then we won't get caught up in so much mess.
That's right.
And with that,
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Well, in the message that you taught about the kingdom, you have to focus. You have to be all in. You have to love. You have to nurture, and you have to water it. Anything to water, it's going to grow. Sunlight helps it to grow. Love helps it to grow, and you'll have a great reward. But you got to do the work. Got to do the work for 2024. It's not going to fall in your lap. So you have to do the work. And when you think you know everything, you know nothing. So,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah. And if I hit you, I meant to hit you. And, you know, you let God continue to work on you. Because once you think you know everything, it's so much more that you miss. It's like a person skimming through a book, and then you ask them, well, what did you learn? Oh, it was a pretty good book. Well, what made it a good book? What did you learn? Well, what chapter? It was a good book. Okay, well, that lets me know right there that you just skimmed through the book, you know. So if you're going to do something, do it all the way, don't do it at all. But that's what I learned. Self-development, always myself, willing to learn more and more and more, because you only stop learning when you die. And once you think you know everything, you know nothing of what you even thought you knew. So just keep fixing up, keep learning. It's a lot of skill sets in radio, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So with that, I'm complete. And you're enjoying the Six Sides Radio Network.
Amen. Amen. anyone else have a takeaway, and I'm not pressing anyone to do it, so if you don't feel led, I don't want you to feel I don't want you to feel bad, but you helped the preacher because, number one, I cannot see you. So I don't know if you received what I have said unless you tell me. And the way I know that you have what I've given is when you respond what you have. So,
you know, one thing I can say about you, one thing I can say about you and Wolfgang, you all listen to me, and you all have became great broadcasters. And just keep listening, because I have a lot more to teach. But you all are doing great. You all are doing great, and I'm proud of you. Now, one thing I remember Pastor Bonnet saying, he said, Brother Six, he said, I could have squash, I could have green beans, I could have watermelon, and I can have them sitting here on my desk. But they're never going to reach their full potential until they're planted in the ground and nurtured. Other than that, I just have seeds sitting up here that will never reach their full potential. So in anything, you have to apply yourself. You have to apply yourself, and that's the only way we're going to make it. You got to do the work. You got to do the work. And you can have that squash, those string beans, that watermelon, because you planted it and you loved and nurtured it. Then you have a harvest. And with that, I'm complete.
Amen. Okay, I have my little takeaways. First off, Pastor Bonnet was talking about those that have like some sort of birth defect or what have you, and that, you know, they're not going to be able to reach, you know, their fullest potential that they could. Although the Six and I know, it doesn't mean they can't reach some sort of potential. They can be used of God in some way, shape, or form. As Jesus said in John chapter 9, when the disciples asked, the first thing came out of their mouth, who sinned? And Jesus said, well, it was not the person's fault or their parents sinned, but rather that the works of God could be manifest.
Amen.
And the second point that he made, and the second thing he was talking about was like Six was pointing out about the growth, and you got to do things. Sometimes you got to do them yourself, and you just got to get up and start doing yourself and get busy. And just like, hey, it seemed like we've mentioned it. We've asked for prayer for years about this bus. Well, that's what we've started to do. We've set aside, and we have, to be precise, 1.75% of what we need toward the bus. And anybody that wishes to donate, we have our PayPal. You just go there and enter the email address, digit2fordigit1kate@gmail.com. Again, digit2fordigit1kate@gmail.com. And in the little area where it asks for what the donation's for, just put the word bus, and we'll put it toward that, and we'll keep you up to date on what percentage we've raised.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So that's how you do that. Yeah, that's how you do that. Anybody else got some takeaways? Anybody else?
Yes. It's kind of hard for me to talk right now, but definitely we was talking about kingdom development, personal growth. Went to the scripture Ecclesiastes 12 through 9 through 14. And also Pastor Biden was talking about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes, ma'am.
And so if we seek God's faith and his righteousness, then all these things will be added to us. And when he was talking about how he was desiring to appear in his shoes, and but he did God's kingdom business about he sold the finances somewhere else, but God gave it right back to him in a mighty way. And then not just he gave it to him, he blessed the person that sold into him with discounts. So because the other person did what God had told them to do, they got blessed also. Mm-hmm. And also, Pastor Bonnie was talking about who am I, whose am I, and what is my purpose. So those are my takeaways, that who am I? I'm a child of God. I'm a woman. I'm a mother. And I'm a wife. Who am I? I'm the firstborn of my family. My name is Akeisha Bonnet. And I'm the mother to my four kids. And I'm a wife to Kenneth Bonnet. I'm the first lady. I am. Who am I? I'm also, as I said, I'm a businesswoman also. I am and the purpose that I have, that's the purpose that I have to trust in God, but all completely with my whole heart. I'm to do God's will. I'm to do God's purpose. I'm to do the destiny that God has for me to do in this lifetime that God has for me. I'm supposed to go forth, the purpose is to go forth and do ministry. I am a prayer warrior. That's my purpose, to pray and to intercede for God's people. So those are the things that my takeaway I have for today. God bless everyone.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor Bonnie, get First Lady some tea. Get some tea. So
we get us on this non-sweet tea.
There you go. And next Sunday, she can lead us in song. An A selection from our very own First Lady Bonnet for 2024. I claim it. I claim it. And I dare you to invite people here to get this great word here on the 6 Hours Gospel Show. Where do you get your praise on without leaving the house? Every Sunday, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, the 6 Hours Gospel Show, bringing you the best in online radio, the best in gospel, the 6 Hours Gospel Show. Make sure you share this show. Click that Facebook box. Share it amongst your pages. 6 Hours Radio Network, we're global. We're global. Hey, Tipper. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, Tipper will be, he'll join right on in. And Harvey, him and King, they ain't got no problem with letting the Lord know. They appreciate him, too.
Trumpet is right here. Trumpet is right here listening in. So he's getting the word. Feline.
Yeah, we're waiting on Trumpet theme song. We waiting on Trumpet theme song to debut his theme song. You know, I think it probably should be like the first 10 seconds of the old Sanford and Son, but, you know.
Yeah, well, he's in the studio. I find Trumpet in the studio working, you know, late night. He's working. I leave the remote out there. You know, he pretty much know how to work everything. And see what he comes up with.
The other night, Charles was looking for the remote. Guess who had the remote?
The cat had the remote.
The remote. He didn't give it to Charles. So they were
Trumpet, a girl or boy?
He's a boy. I said, Trumpet, let me.
Oh, that's why he got the look. That explains why he had the remote. You know, in every house, the men think that we supposed to own the remote, you know, because let Pastor Bonnet tell on himself, if my wife come to the front room and grab the remote, I send her back to the room because I like, this is my remote.
Yeah,
Now, I'm telling the whole truth of myself. She'll tell you she on the phone. Is she going to change the channel too many times up front? I was like, what you doing? She said, well, I'm trying to find another. Nah, this is my remote.
You know, that is so funny. That's so funny you say that because, yeah, that is so funny because when we used to watch TV with Mom and Papa Six Eyes, they said, my son, now we passing the cheeses around. You know, we got the cheeses going around. And if she missed anything, I said, now, son, now watch this. If she missed one little thing, she could rewind it all the way back to the beginning. And sure enough, she missed one little thing. We watching it all over. They go to opening title. Yeah. So, it was very interesting watching TV with her. Yep. Yeah, they used to be funny together.
Yeah, everybody
bonding.
Hey, that sounds like Sister Emily.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was. To let
you know where you were in your message, you were talking about, you were saying, don't sit back and expect the preacher to do everything. You got to get up off it and do what the preacher was preaching.
Ooh, go ahead. That's the choir right there, friend. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Last week, and Missionary King knows this to be the truth. Last week, I was sick. I ended up in the emergency room. I didn't want to go. Finally, my case manager took control. She looked at me. She said, I'm taking you and you ain't arguing.
And that was a case of her not doing what this preacher said.
That's right. That's
Yeah, I got in trouble for it too, didn't I, Missionary Kim?
Yeah.
Well, Wolfgang, I think you need to make a quart or a pint of bacon gravy and not 4 gallons, and I think that'll help.
That's it.
I still got 4 family-sized butter bowls in my freezer of bacon melt gravy.
Well, how long did that keep?
As long as
it's probably going to keep a long time. A real long time. As long as it stays frozen.
Oh, you got it in the freezer.
Yeah, I got it in my deep freezer.
Oh, wow.
What is it called?
She got some buttermilk gravy.
He makes what he calls bacon milk gravy.
Bacon milk gravy.
What I'm going to say is I might have to take some from her so she that'd be her punishment.
So what you can do, Mikhail's birthday is coming up. And you can make her a couple. You can make her a couple of gallons. I think that'll be good.
All right.
Listen. This year we are focusing on personal growth and development. Now,
that's right.
If you eat too much, you do grow automatically outwardly. And we're not trying to be overgrown outwardly. So we must develop healthy eating attitude this year. All of us.
Amen.
So we're going to do better. We're not going to talk about nobody much. We're going to talk, but we ain't going to talk much. So we ain't gonna tell the whole. We ain't gonna tell that loud air. We gonna smoke, but we ain't gonna talk that much. But we gonna focus on being better, because being available for the kingdom means being here. And what if God tells you He wants you to put on a 2-week revival? Well, if your health only lets you do 2 days, you're not going to be able to be the blessing God wants you to be, because you're not conditioned in the way He needs you to be. So we're going to be better. That's all I'm going to say, better. So better for you and better for me may be two different things. But better means if I overdid it last year 50% of the time, and this year I need to at least get down to 40%.
May I?
And that's an improvement. Amen. And so we want to improve. Now, we want all of us, it's easy to say, I want instant improvement. When you have developed bad habits for a long time, it takes time to break them all the way. Now, God can do stuff that's a miracle, and some things we may overcome overnight or in an instant. But on the natural side, we have to develop. So you have to develop. When I injured myself, the injury was instant, but the recovery is taking time. And so now God has blessed me. I can lift my left hand, which is my strong hand, or which was my dominant hand. I can lift it up over my head, but I can't keep it up there a long period of time, and I can't lift certain weights. I can't lift weights above my head. I can lift it up to my waist. But so there's development, and I'm still in the process of getting stronger. I can't stop because I'm still in the middle of developing, recovering. And so that's what we must do health-wise too. We realize that we have some health challenges, and we must realize with the help of our doctors and our medical physicians to do those things that are healthy for our living. Because no sense of me praying for good health and I won't eat good. So we got to be practical in those things. God works miracle, but a miracle is only available when there's no other way. He don't need to work a miracle if it's something within the power that I can do. And all of us, with the help of God, with the help of Christ and the Holy Spirit, all of us can become more healthier, regardless of where that health line is. But we must do it intentionally, and we must be on purpose with it, okay? And don't mean we're going to get it right every day. And that's why a lot of the diet programs give you cheat days, where you can, you know, eat a little something outside the margin line of what you're supposed to eat. But we want to get better, but we can only get better by doing better. So that's both spiritual and natural.
And talk about better. It's just like you can read like food labels. You find the ingredients they give you the list of ingredients, and the ones toward at the first of the list are the ones that are most prevalent or most that have the most of it in, while the ones at the end of the list are the least. And when what we're doing is we're making notes of who gives the most toward the bus, and we're going to be putting a plaque on that bus, as to the donors, as to the ones who gave the most, who give the least, and having a thank you plaque on the bus of all the donors. So anybody'd like to be on that plaque, well, just all you have to do is donate.
Amen. Amen. What you were saying, Queen, I heard you say something.
It was eons ago. I forgot. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, well, Queen, Lady Bonnie bought us an outfit for and I sent you pictures. She bought us an outfit for Christmas. My cap said King, her cap said Queen, and her necklace says Queen, and I don't know if I can see the necklace on there. I couldn't tell the necklace on there, but I guess if you zoom into it. But, yeah, she had us decked out, and she said, Nikhil will like this hat.
Right. All right now.
I know.
Yeah.
This year, we don't want to get into gluttony. The only thing I would like to overindulge in is in the Word of God. I'm down 120 pounds, and I want to keep going.
All right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You say down 100 pounds?
120.
Yeah, I heard that plus. Ooh, wait.
Yeah.
They say don't leave none of that. Cause I'm down, so I know the strength it gives you, and how better you feel. Cause and so made me remember on the program talked about losing that weight. And I didn't want to turn 50, being that overweight. And I asked God what to do, and he gave me something for me to do. And that weight just gradually fell off. And talking about feeling better, looking better, and even in this with this injury, my muscle tone is getting better because of what God has given me to do. You always have little challenges, but that if you day by day, you do a little bit of time, and a lot of people used to get upset. They say, "Well, you can only lose a half a pound a week." I said, "Well, think about it. Are you planning on dying in the next month? No. All right. Well, then in a month you've been lost at least 2 pounds. So." That's 2 pounds you won't have. I say, and by the end of the year, you better drop several pounds. I say, so it may start off slow, but you don't know when it'll kick in. I was rejoicing because I got on the scale the other day, and it says 199.6 or something like that. I was like, what? I wanted 200. Yay! Yes, Lord. So I'm thankful, and I know that again, most of us, our weight may fluctuate within about 4 or 5 pounds, but I'm looking to get down to about 185. And it's possible because all things are possible to them that believe. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And so part of my personal growth and development is living a healthy life. That don't mean I can't enjoy pizza and donuts. I just don't need to eat the whole dozen. y'all understand? Ain't nothing like, I don't care where you at,
There's nothing in this world like some fresh off the rack, the roller, the conveyor belt of the Krispy Kreme donuts. Ain't nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I don't care what kind of donuts you like. If you eat donuts of any kind, there's nothing in the world just like those Krispy Kreme donuts when they're fresh. I call them fresh off the press. That glaze good and hot, that donut, ain't nothing like it. And, you know, you give me a glass of milk, I eat six of those without thinking about them. And by the time I eat that seventh one, I'll be like, oh, y'all wanted some? So, ain't nothing like it now. But we don't have to be like that. I mean, we choose to be like that. That's the reality of our lives. We have to realize some things are happening to us because we chose it, whether directly or indirectly. And we just got to make better decisions. That's all.
I agree.
Some of financial issues are because we make poor financial decisions. We got to own it and ask God how to correct it and do our best. You know, we plan on living. I don't plan on dying no time soon. So why not fix what I can fix and develop what I can develop?
Hey, Pastor Bonnie.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You the one who have candy other containers and stuff. You have to watch it going to Emily house. You can go open up a coffee can. There'd be candy in there.
Well, Pastor Bonnie, I'll tell you what. I'm in the process of figuring out which candy is so outdated, getting rid of it.
place is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's what that is. That's the Chocolate Factory.
No, all my chocolate's already bye-bye. It's the hard candy that I got to figure out what's what.
Did y'all see there's a new Willy Wonka out? I didn't get to watch it yet. I saw it just the other day from there's a new Willy Wonka out. It's like how he started. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all, excuse me. We in our bonus time. So this is chat time, so, you know.
Well, we got to do the Bloodhound yet.
Yeah. If we don't get to it, we'll do it tomorrow. But did anybody see the new Willy Wonka thing?
Nope.
I just got it last night, and it just cost me nothing.
Okay. I ain't watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet, but I just heard it. So, and
I wanted to tell you and Sister Bonnet from me and my mother. Happy blessed anniversary.
Thank you
so very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Lord kept her from hurting me for 28 years, you know, so she ain't put her hands on me, but one time I thought I was going to call police.
You better behave.
She ain't choked me out yet, so I'm doing
good. Look here. This is Bradley. Somebody pass the hot sauce. I ain't married, okay? Can somebody pass the hot sauce? Hey, two pieces of chicken, thank you.
And I got me two sweet potato pies, homemade by Missionary Ken, sitting in my deep freezer.
I think today I'm going
to be into the earthquake. I think Missionary Ken, I think what you need to do, now this may help the fundraiser. I think instead of giving Emily all the sweets and stuff, I think you need to just go on and start selling some pies and stuff and some gravy, you know, at the garage there, you know, put on bake sale there, and stop giving all that food to Emily to throw up for you. And you know, you're gonna find yourself closer to that goal financially.
Yeah.
Because
I agree.
Emily don't need all that.
Pastor Bonnie.
I ain't trying to stop your blessing, Sister Emily.
No,
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, no. You know what? If I told you all how they did me as far as my food stamps this year, you'd be like, how in the world are you going to live on that amount? I was.
You told me earlier, so I already know.
Yeah, I was getting $76.
Don't tell it out. Don't tell it out on the air.
Yeah.
Tell the whole world. But you told me, so I already know.
Yeah, and you know, they think folks can live on very little. I know a lady
in my building. What are you going to do? We're not going to overshare. If you overshare, you'll be banned from the 6 Eyes Radio Network to further notice. That goes for the overshares. All right? New policy for the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Yes, sir, boss man.
How about we do the Bloodhound of Scripture and keep everybody out of trouble?
Now, before we do that, now, Wolfgang, if 350 people give you $100, you got your bus right there.
Not what we need, because the amount for our goal is $6,000, because that's the cost of the bus.
All right, brother.
So just letting you know, that's our total goal is $6,000. So, and right now we've raised one point seven five percent.
Wow.
Of that $6,000.
All right. All right.
All right.
But if
a lot going
if
here.
100 people gave 350, that would give us that would be more than enough, because 100 people, 100 times 350, that's way over that. Yeah. Had to
now
do the math real quick.
He had said 360 gave 100, but it would be more like we just really need.
That's $35,000. I'm gonna let you all work that out. You know,
I see
the bigger
people.
If 100 people gave $60, that's $35,000.
It is.
That's
over.
Well, yeah. So in short, if we could get 100 people to give approximately
$60.
There you go.
We'll do it.
Now you're back to the right now.
let me just write the check in, if that's all it is. All right.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Amen.
Rick Thing from the 6 Eyes Radio Network this year. I claim it.
So, all right. So here's our Bloodhound of Scripture for y'all. And see who can get it before Pastor Bonnet. And here we go. Ruth, are you paying attention? Here we go.
And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
And, wonder about that. He did not know her until she brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. And we'll hear that again. Amen.
and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
And aren't you glad that Joseph honored Mary, not knowing her, until she brought forth her firstborn son named Jesus? Amen. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Okay. And who has it?
Matthew 1 and 25.
That's it. Matthew 1 and 25.
Amen.
Nikhail got it first.
You go, honey. Happy New Year. But I actually found a different verse, and it was in Luke. That's okay.
You found the one in Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
You just go in there, Queen. Nah, you're cool.
Well, speaking of pepper traps, you all better have your pepper shields on for this verse, because this one is a definite pepper trap.
One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense.
Ooh, we got us a good pepper trap tonight. And here we go again.
One spoon of 10 shekels full of incense.
And one last time for our listeners' sake.
One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense.
And so that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. So who can get it without getting stuck in the pepper trap?
Well, it's somewhere in the Old or New Testament, and don't go to the maps. It's too far.
Well, that may be true, Ruth, but that's a little too general.
I gotta have a little fun here.
So.
Anyway, we're having fun. We have more fun than you with you guys than we do anybody else, so we might as well enjoy. Well, we do have fun together.
Exodus 17.
Absolutely. Well, we're not gonna remember that right now. We're just gonna keep on moving to next week. Somebody's gonna find it.
Yeah. That is definite. Gonna get pepper up your nose.
And whoever finds it.
Whoever finds it.
I'ma find it. But whoever finds it gets the complete collection of the Ashtabula Angels collection.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
All right.
Well, we got to get busy recording, Ken.
All right. So now we can go back and talk about those donuts. Mine are the ones, those cream-filled ones. They call them cream horns, cream sticks.
Yeah, me the cream sticks too. But the problem is, I don't just like chocolate. I like those other ones too, the maple ones.
And I do see the pepper trap. So anyway,
I got it too. Yeah,
you go, sweetheart.
When it gets done, I could eat a box of six of those with no problem.
I could eat a box of six of those. My sugar would rise up beyond the clouds, but I would enjoy every bite. But then later I'd be like, oh, no, I got to go to bed. I'll be tired.
Yeah.
I love them, though. They're good.
Before I forget, Kendall, tell a testimony of his sister. And she got the, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, praise be the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
My sister was here visiting. Her and my mom was here visiting us from Florida. And my sister took a little ill and had to be taken to the emergency room and was not able, due to doctor's restrictions, to go back home. But she was able to come home to my house. She wasn't able to fly back due to the illness. Going to do therapy, in and out therapy here in Memphis. But she is home and out the house, out of the hospital now. So I'm thankful. And that happened Friday evening. They released her in my care. And she got up early this morning. Many of you all know that I'm up very early on Sunday mornings getting prepared because we have an 8 o'clock program, so I have to leave before 7 so I can be there on time. But she got up this morning after I was telling her she had to give her medicine and take a shot. And her mind was to go to church. And I was saying, well, you don't have to. You can watch it online. She said, nah, I want to go to church. And she started putting on clothes. I had to go wake my wife up because it's cold here. And she didn't have what I didn't think she had on enough clothes to be warm, but she was determined. I'm going to church, and she half asleep now, but God blessed her to follow me to the other two locations today. So she's tired now, but she sure got up. Her one desire was to get to the house of the Lord. So I was thankful when that God has allowed her to come home and have the desire and drive to just to want to be in worship with other believers. So it was a good.
Is that my homegirl?
Yeah, Amber. Mm-hmm.
Amber, you tell Amber I said hello. Amen.
Yeah, you're on speaker, so she was in and out a little bit. She was woke earlier while I was ministering.
Watch this, Amber. It's me. When you wake up, you'll think six eyes. You'll think six eyes when you wake up, Amber.
Amber.
Oh. Okay. Amber.
I can hear Queen Nye saying stuff right now.
Amen. Amen. Amber. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Watch what I say. Watch what I say when she wakes up. Watch it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah.
The message, she was laying up here looking at me, half asleep, but she was up. Her eyes was open. She woke up, so she was listening. And she's a little faster than Lisa. I just have to tell y'all that.
She's a little what now?
Fashionista. So whatever colors I'm wearing that day, she's wearing that same color. She has colors.
You and my wife are kindred sisters, I guess. Y'all love dressing. Y'all love putting clothes on these domestic animals. I'm going to say it like that.
It's just a collar. Trumpet won't have it. Trumpet, I have put collars on Trumpet. He is Houdini. He will go to the corner and it's off. Now, because Charles doesn't know where he is usually, and he is snuck out in the hall, Charles gets to the elevator. He's trying to follow Charles. And all of a sudden, over here, meow, the trumpet done got out because he won't let us put a bell on him so Charles will know where he is. So Charles got the harness, and we tried to put him on it the other night. He let me get one side, and he started scratching. I said, Charles, let him go, because I didn't want Charles to get scratched. And he took off and got out of there quick.
Yeah, he like, wait a minute, hold on, this look like bondage. Nope, free at last, free at last. I'm a cat, I'm free at last.
He's not a girl cat because, no, he's not. Donna will sit there and let the feet out.
Right. Because I hope this got out of order, but my son, his friend, they have like, out of, I got so many. They got two cats and a dog. And they don't need none of them, but they trying to get another dog. But they let her out just for a moment. She's not sick. She came back. Now she's pregnant. Just a couple of hours, and she came back just pregnant. So thank God that Trumpet is a boy cat, you know. So now that's more animals.
Look, him might have been one that did it. and I ran back. We ain't going to go no further than that conversation. No oversharing.
Of course, Lady Bonnie's going to have to send you some pictures.
I'm sorry. What do you say, Queen?
I said I'm going to have to send you some pictures.
Okay. Wow. Yes. Yes. So y'all need to put a bell on him. No way he's at. Aw,
they're being so cute like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is more the relaxed comedy type thing tonight. If anyone wants to join us, we're gonna have a very serious Bible show. All the little kiddies will have to go play with their Lincoln Logs and their Legos because
we got
something very serious we'll be discussing in our evening Bible study at 9 p.m. on the Six Eyes Cover to Cover Bible Study. At 9 p.m., you call 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. We'll be discussing something very serious, so it will not be funny.
And it's definitely not for young little kids, because it's going to be below the belt. That's a hint.
Listener discretion is definitely advised.
Okay.
But we'll have fun at it anyway.
Was that Sister Bonnie and I heard out there laughing? Hello, Mama.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm trying to be good over here so I don't get in trouble with Boss Man and Dad.
She's going to be quiet.
I'm going to be good. I ain't going to be bad. Because Boss Man will get after me, and I don't want to get Boss Man upset.
Safe job. Safe job. Planet safe.
Aww.
Western people, I love you all. I'm rest now.
Don't y'all look cute?
Oh, you just sent her the picture. Did you just send her the picture?
Aw, that'd be sweet.
You got the all air on the picture.
I'm sending it to Emily now.
I got it. Well,
he had lost his weight, I gained the weight.
Well, Mom, can I tell you what they
said? I did that myself. Now I got to lose 100 pounds.
I do too. Well, he had lost the weight, I gained weight.
I don't want to keep it.
I don't want to keep it. I do not. I'm going to do just like Queen Nadia. I'm going to be on the ball and try to lose this weight this year.
Yeah, I got a dietitian I'm going to see, too.
Yeah.
Hey,
her
Mama.
Name is Gina. Yeah.
Hey, Mama.
You know what they always, haven't you always heard that saying? If somebody loses weight, you better duck so it don't hit you.
And that's what I should have done. I should have done.
Wow. That's all I'm
looking at. This is so good.
Next time, I will be on the watch out. I will watch out for that.
Zombie could.
Oh, Pastor Bonnet.
Yeah.
If Sick doesn't mind, I'd like to give a little testimony.
See, that's who you're going to have to talk to, because this is not the Motivational Monday.
And it's 3:53, so we're not sure when we're going to get clipped. Well, what I will do, I will hold it for tomorrow night for the listeners. Amen.
Hey, love y'all. God bless. Gotta hit the studio. You just enjoyed the best in God for the best online radio, the 6 Times Gospel Show. God bless. Take care. Love you all.
Spoken prayer. Love you too, bub.
Check that box. We're here in this show. You just enjoy the best of the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
Everybody say the
I'm
best.
I'm dreaming of a white New Year. We got to have some fun.
The best.
Hey, we got snow out here.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us rejoice and be thankful that we had this moment with you guys, with you, Lord, and all of us appreciate Tabonet giving us the word, and we're thankful for his wisdom and knowledge in the word to share with us each and every week. We want to thank Missionary Ken as well for his wisdom and knowledge that you allow them to share with us each and every week. Father God, we ask that you cover us, you cover our families. We are truly thankful for all that you bless us with and having your grace and mercy for each and every one of us. We ask that you continue to bless us and allow us to serve you each and every week. We thank you for the breath that you wake us up with and allow us to continue to focus on serving you each and every week, each and every day. We are truly thankful and blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right.
God bless everybody.
God bless everyone.
Good
night. And Pastor Bonnet,